Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we're never alone. Oh, God, we're never alone. You're always there, God. No matter what our situations, you're there. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you, Lord. And thank you for the freedom we have in Christ Jesus on today. Thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for this time of praise and worship and magnifying your name. God, we bless you today. God, be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Please be seated. Praise if you can now. There's a spirit of praise in the house. Thank you, Lord. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for his freedom. Oh, hey, my God, I think Psalm 107:2 say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Is anybody saying so on today? That I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm no longer who I used to be. I'm a new man in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And guess what? It don't never get old. You know, some Motown songs can get old. That brand new car can get old. The house with all the nice smelling paint and pretty lights can get old, but the relationship with Jesus never get old. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Thank you, Lord. Just get better and better, and like the kids say, gooder and gooder. Amen. Jesus got a hook in my mouth, and I don't want to get loose. Amen. He didn't hook me. Reel me in, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So I'm free. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jennifer. Praise God for sharing in praise and worship today. And Camille praying. And Brother Dan come up with that powerful scripture. Thank you, Lord, that we just downright ordinary folks who love Jesus. And we operate in the power of God. You know, when Peter and others of disciples were going forth in the Lord and laying hands and preaching, and somebody said, well, wait a minute. These men are unlearned men. They ain't been to the university. But I perceive that they've been with Jesus. And when you've been with Jesus, you have everything you need. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So look, Sandy ought to just come on back in here and finish preaching. Yeah, she got up here to do the announcement. And that woman just flat out preaching and testifying about how good our God is. And you know, prayer changes things. I couldn't be there with my daughter, but her mother was there, Sandy was there. And I'm at a distance, but I'm saying, God, touch. Lord, send your word, oh God. You are everywhere. Touch now in the name of Jesus. And when I heard my wife call and she was crying and screaming and giving God glory at the same time because God had answered her prayer. There with her daughter, but it's only so much she could do naturally. So, but the God we serve, never alone. Amen. So, freedom. The song went forth. Freedom. Freedom. Free in Christ Jesus. This is the last day. This is the last Sunday of this three-week series of the Freedom Series. Free in Christ Jesus. Remember, the first week, but there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Last week, we talked about what we know, right? We talked about, we talked about what we know, and it wasn't in an arrogant way. It was like, do you know what we know? It wasn't a put down anymore, but it was saying, we as God's people, we know some things. We know that he's good. We know that he's righteous. We know that he's kind. We know that he's all-powerful. That's some things we know. And so today, last week, talking about we, if my voice hold out, I might really have to get Sandy back in. Today, we're going to talk about us. Last week, we. This week, us. And this is the crown jewel of Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at these last verses, this 31 through 39. You know, have you ever got a letter you was expecting and you wasn't sure if that letter was going to say what you needed it to say? You know, like your loan been approved, or escrow is closed, or, you know, we did choose you for this position. But you're reading it and you're trying to, you know, you don't want to jump at the bottom, so you start reading it. and seeing what it's going to say, and then you get to the part and say, you got it. And it gets excited. That's what these verses in Romans is like today. It's like, whoa, this is the crown jewel here. Thank you, God. And you know, here we, here us, are in the house of the Lord. Here we belong to Christ. He has commissioned us to spread the word. Not just to be saved, you know, not just come to church and sit down and have a good time, but to be about our Father's business, see? Because the thought today is, what can separate us from God's love? My God, what can separate us from God's love? You know, remember, Jesus said, go therefore into all the world. Make disciples of all men. Hallelujah. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he said, and look here. Lo, in King James vernacular. My vernacular, look here. He said, and I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. That promises to everyone who loves God. Hallelujah. We're free in him today. To separate, there's synonyms for separate, right? To break, to detach, to disconnect. Some of us have experienced some of those things before already. Detachment, disconnected. To divide, get this one, divorce, separate, sever, split. None of those can connect us with God because he does not disconnect us. He does not divorce us. He does not split from us. No matter what we do, where we are, whatever situation we're in, he said, I am there and I will never let you go. We've been bought with a price. We've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I belong to God. Thank you, Lord. And guess what? It's such a blessing. I don't want to do wrong. But if I do wrong, I can go to God in prayer. I can go to God in repentance, Lord, because I'm connected with him. See, we if we get out of line, we can kind of break our communion, but we can't break our union. See, we're joined at the hip with the God of the universe, and his name is Jesus. Man, it's, you know, the old song say, break up the makeup. I say, amp. I don't want to break up if I can stay made up, if I can do things the right way. What and who? What can separate us from God's love? There is nothing, because sometime, if we're not careful, we can feel separated from God's love. See, sin separates, but love joins together. You know, have anybody ever got messed around and working on a project at home with some crazy glue? And you mess around, you know you're supposed to have gloves on, but you didn't. Mess around and got some on your fingers. And you don't want to tell nobody else in the house, really. you don't want to go to nobody like, you know. So you try to figure out how to get some alcohol. Sound like I've been there. Some paint. and if you're not careful, you finally say, okay, I got it apart, but it's some skin missing on one side. God never separates from us. That is comforting to me. After all I've been through, God has never left me. I thank God I got to a point in my life where I recognized that he was God, that he is Lord, and he is the one who turned dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. And I said yes to him. Lord, come into my life, come into my heart, make me over again. God, I'll serve you the balance of my days. And he came into my heart, and he changed a young drunk, a young angry drunk, to a man that loves Jesus. So I'll never forget what the Lord has done for me. I will never forget how he set me free. I'll never forget, no, never, how he bought me out. It ain't about me, though. It's about us today, right? Because we are believers, amen. So let's get into the word. I labeled the first few verses here, 31 through 34. What and who? See, last week, we closed out with verses 28 through 30. And we know, right? We talked about the we from last week, that all things work together for good for them who love God and are called according to his purpose. How many folks in here today love God? Amen. How many folks have had some issues in your life and they were not comfortable, they didn't feel good, but they worked together for the good, for the glory of God. And then it said, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined. I'm going to read these verses here, these last two, because they'll segue us right into the passages for today. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. This is New King James I'm reading here, but it's probably in NLT in the lesson. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. So to jump headlong into the passage for today, he says, Paul says, what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? Before the foundation of the world, God saw me, little old me, and knew that I was one day going to say, yes, thank you, Jesus. And all things work together for good. My Lord, so what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? What can we say but hallelujah?
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. All right. See, I'm kind of ringing here a little bit. All right. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? Listen to this. If God is for us, this word here preaches without even a preacher. Everybody can just open up your Bible if you want. Go to these passages and start reading them to yourself, and you'll be preaching to yourself out of God's word. He says, if God is for us, have you ever felt all alone? If God is for us, who can be against us? Tell me, who can be against us? He said, since he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Somebody need to hear this today. Whatever you think you're missing, whatever you think you may be deficient on, read this. He didn't spare his own son. I mean, this great God we served, he spared Abraham's son. He told Abraham, you go and offer him up. And Abraham, now he had become a man of God, solidified in faith. He said, God, I don't understand it, but you said do it. Even his son said, Daddy, I see the fire and the wood, the knife. Where's the sacrifice? Abraham told his son, the Lord will provide. Abraham was locked in, had the knife out, ready to sacrifice his son. And he heard the voice of the Lord. Abraham said it twice. Abraham, he had to get his attention. He was locked in. He said, stay your hand over there as a ram in the bush. So this same one who God didn't spare his own son, but how many of us have he spared? Anybody in here know you could have been dead 10 times over? Since he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, that ought to be a praise in the house. Woo, hallelujah. He gave his son Jesus for all of us. I mean, from my raggedness, he gave his son for me. I was testifying to Sister Sheridan this morning. God gave me a new heart. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, listen. This is some power. I told you, this preaches all by itself. All right, who dare accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? Now, we know Revelations 12 and 10 talk about the accuser of the brethren, the enemy, Satan, Slewfoot, Snaggletooth, who comes to accuse us before God. But you know what? The word says he's been thrown into the lake. He's going to be thrown into the lake. So who can accuse us? So God dares, who dares accuse? Here it is again, us, right? Us. We need to get that in our mind. We are the body of Christ. We are those who are sold out, going to hold out for Jesus. Who dare accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. People may accuse you, but guess what? Isaiah 54 and 17 say, no weapon formed against you will prosper. It may be formed. It may be out of the seat. It may be pointed at you, but it ain't going to prosper. Thank you, Lord. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. This is some powerful stuff here. We're in right standing with God, not because of anything we've done, but because of what he's done. His blood still works. His blood still covers. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. Don't condemn yourself. Because other folks may try to condemn you, but the words say, no one. God, it says, who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us. Not only did he die for us, was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand. Listen to this. Pleading for us. When you feel like you're not going anywhere, you may feel like your prayers are not being answered. God is saying, hold on. Hold on a little while longer. Help is on the way because Jesus is at the right hand of the Father pleading for us. Thank you. The devil is a lie. God be glorified. I don't care what we're going through. God is greater than any problem we could ever have. Listen, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days. And guess what? I refuse to complain. God, I want to thank you. You know, I've been having the church praying for me. You know, over the last 2 years, I've been telling you I got a 50% blockage in my heart. Y'all remember that? I've been praying. I've been testifying. Well, I had the procedure the other day and went to the doctor. Had the procedure, the angiogram thing. Went to the doctor for the results the other day. He say, you don't even have 10% blockage. I say, what? I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm not, oh, well, maybe. No, God, to God be the glory. Amen. He say, you got another good 10 years. I say, okay. I was thinking about like 30, you know. But the Lord stands pleading for us. Yes. He anoints us and he appoints us. He works on our behalf. Jesus. He causes folks to fall in love. Hallelujah. Amen. And get married and build a life together. Can I borrow amen? All right. Verse 35 says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity? That's the question. Does it mean that God no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity? Or when we are persecuted? Don't think it's strange when folks start talking bad about you. That's going to happen as long as there are people on the planet, somebody not going to like you. And most of the time, it's because of who your father is. Hallelujah. Amen. And my father holds the whole world in the palm of his hand. Oh, God, thank you. So tell me, does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, sickness or pain, been misused and abused, or persecuted? I'm talking about for no reason. You mean if I'm hungry and I don't know where the next meal coming from, does it mean that God doesn't love me? Or destitute, as I prayed with a lady on the phone last night who said, and I remember helping to rescue her from the homeless shelter when she was blessed with a home, and now she's homeless again in a car, separated from a daughter, got a court date coming up, and so many things. And I said, sister, let's pray. I could no way help her in every situation she had. Her name is Olga. Y'all pray for Olga. But I called up on Jesus. She's sleeping in the car, God. You know all about it. Her daughter is staying with the pastor, and her life is being threatened by others. It's some crazy stuff, God. But God, you know. Does it mean that God doesn't love Olga? God loves Olga. See, Olga needs to trust God in this crazy situation and know that he's always there. Or in danger, or threatened with death. Wow. You know, Paul stood, the same one who wrote this, he was left for dead. For many times, thrown in dungeons and kept on praising God. Kept on giving God the glory. He said, remember when Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. And there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness in heaven that the Lord himself would give me on that day. And not only to me, but all those who love his appearance. When we talk about us, when we talk about what can separate us from the love of God, there's something happening on the inside here. Has solidified our going, and we made it up in our mind. For God I live, for God I'll die. I'm on the Lord's side. Thank you, God. Regardless of what come my way, it, on the men's prayer text on this morning, there's two different people, one with stage four cancer of the liver and one with stage four brain cancer. But we're praying and we're believing God. Thank you, Lord. All right. Verse 36, as the scriptures say, for your sake we're killed every day. We're being slaughtered as sheep. No, despite all these things, listen to this, saints. This is speaking to somebody. I know it is to me. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Do you understand we have overwhelming victory? This gets better. Listen, now here, verse 38. I am convinced. I think over King James verse say, for I am persuaded, I am convinced that nothing, come on, y'all, help me out, nothing, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Listen, it gets deeper. Neither death nor life. Okay, since we have the hope of the resurrection, we know that death will not separate us from God's love. Because when we close our eyes on this side, we open our eyes in heaven. But it's interesting what he says here. Neither death nor life. Okay, we get the death part. What about the life part? See, the troubles of this old world, the things that come in our life to challenge our faith, to cause us to wonder sometimes, the things that we see that are unjust, the things that we see that are not right in this life. So we should not let nothing in this life sway us, because we know that God is with us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Neither death nor life, neither angels or demons. You remember when Paul said, listen, as he was preaching the gospel, say, if we or an angel from heaven come and preach any other gospel than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Let him be anathema. Because the gospel message in the word of God is what we stand on today. Nor demons. I don't care. See, and know this, as a believer, you cannot be possessed by the devil. That's right. You may be oppressed, and if you're not careful, you give the devil too much information. Like, if this ever happened again, I don't know what I'm going to do. The devil said, really? No problem. We can make sure we can kind of turn that up a little bit. We need to keep focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't no devil, no demon in hell can overcome what Christ have done in our life. Whom the Son set free, he's totally free indeed. No longer bound, no more chained. Well, that confused mind and trying to figure out who and where and how, what's my purpose? God said, get him a word. I'll show you your purpose. Thank you, God. Amen. He said, neither angels or demons, neither our fears, neither our fears for today. Remember what Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow got enough troubles of his own. Don't worry about that. He said, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Hello, somebody. That's telling us we need to quit all this worrying. You know, perfect love casts out fear. We need. Why should I fear when Jesus is near? There's things that can come and shake our foundation. If the doctor's report for me had been different, what else I'm going to do but still trust God? Say, God, we're just taking it to another level now. I'm trusting you, God. Thank you, Lord. So fears of today and worries of tomorrow cannot separate us from God's love. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I think the writer in the psalm say, if my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Thank you, Lord. You may be kicked out of your job, kicked out of your house, may be divorced. God said, I'll never leave you. Hallelujah. He's always there. Thank you, Lord. And you know, we need to make sure we ain't looking at what other folks have or what we don't have. God, I thank you for what I have. Thank you for what you've done for me, God. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Oh, God, there's folks in a whole lot worse shape than I am. God, thank you. It don't mean that I have everything I want and need. But God, thank you, Lord. I'm yet breathing. I'm yet walking. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So in Hebrews 13:5, say, let your conduct be without covetousness, being without envying. Let your conversation be without getting hung up with what folks have. Be thankful again for what we have. Listen to what he says here in Hebrews 13:5. Be content with such things that you have. Remember when the word says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Well, I can really have, you remember some of the time we've been out to the homeless encampments? Folks have nothing. And they're saying, God is good. God's been blessing me. I'm like, wow. In prison, a couple of weeks ago, folks doing life and everything in between, praising the Lord. And the service got high. We called ourselves, me and Sister Dolores and Camille and myself, we going to minister to the inmates, and they got to ministering and having church. And next thing I know, the woman laying hands on Sister Dolores and prophesying over her, and tears is flowing everywhere. I say, look at God. You mean we come into the prison to get a blessing? Thank you, Jesus. He's everywhere at the same time. He has a blessing for you. He has a blessing for me. He's moving on our behalf. There's healing in the house, deliverance in the house because of the great God we serve. Amen. What can separate us from God's love? Be content with such things as you have. Listen to this. I love this. For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what you're going through. I don't know this in your spirit. He said, I'll never leave you. Friends may disappear. You know, I'll be with you all the way. And when the trouble comes, wait a minute, where's George? You know, but God said, I'll never leave you. In our loneliest time, he said, I'll never leave you. And when things just don't seem right and stuff seems unfair, God said, I'm with you, son. I'm with you, daughter. I love you. Nothing can separate me from your love. I got my arms around you. I have plans for you. I got blessings untold for you. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 5:11-13. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. I don't take that lightly. Because, see, I had to officiate a funeral yesterday for a 17-year-old girl who was shot in the back by her boyfriend's friend who was playing with an unmarked gun in the back seat. Wow. And the wailing and the crying and the mother just screaming so much so they told him, close the casket. Life is real. And what hurt me even more in my spirit than just this precious 17-year-old gone too soon, who's ready to graduate and who had over 3,000 TikTok followers and all of this, was I looked up over the multitude of this big, giant church. And it seems to me that so many people in there, young and old, didn't know Jesus. That hurt. You know, the Spirit of God will reveal some things to you. There's some things that folks just couldn't connect with. And I'm crying, Lord. I wasn't the one doing the eulogy, but I'm crying, God, touch these hearts. Touch these people, Lord. If they don't come to know you, they'll die in their sins, God. And so in 1 John 5, and this is a testimony that God has given us eternal life. This is something to praise God for. This is something to say thank you, Jesus, for. And his life, and this life is in his Son. Why are preachers and teachers and people of God pleading with others, sir, ma'am, boy, girl, come to know Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. He can turn it around. Because now the 16-year-old who shot her and killed her, now he's locked up. Probably for the rest of his life. This thing called life is real. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Well, you know, the preacher said on yesterday, when you're born, you look like your parents. But when you die, you look like your decisions. Yeah. That's pretty deep. Talked about that dash between when you're born on the tombstone. Born this year, died this year's a dash. What happened? What's the dash all about? How long are we going to halt between two opinions? How long are we going to tip around the church and tip around that mindset of giving it all to Jesus and saying, God, come into my heart, God, because I want to spend eternity with you? How long are we going to decide? When are we going to decide for God I want to live? Thank you. When we understand that Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world, which opened up the gates for us to enter into the pearly gates when we leave this life. This life is fragile. Tomorrow is not promised to us. He said, and this is a testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has a Son has life. And he who does not have the Son of God does not have eternal life. This is very important. We don't need to blow past some of these passages God has written in the Holy Script here. This is what it's all about. This is how lives are changed when we surrender to Jesus. This is how when the devil's grip is broken, when we give it to Jesus. When this is when anger has to flee. This is when they don't steal no more. Because something has happened on the inside. Jesus have come on the inside. So the Son of God, if you don't have the Son of God, you don't have life. These things have I written to you, church, John is saying, who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God, because nothing, whatever, can separate us from God's love. Saints, be encouraged on today. Lift up your head. Stand up straight. Give God glory. In the writer said, think it not strange when you fall into divers temptation. knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work in you. That you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. All through scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, the word is crying out, calling to us. The word over in Isaiah 40 says, have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he never faints. He never gets weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, is anybody waiting on the Lord today? They that wait upon the Lord, guess what? Shall renew their strength. Ooh, thank you, God. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. I believe Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, get that, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he do will prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knows the way of the righteous. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Can I borrow? Amen. I'll pay you back. Ooh, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth. People every day talking about my truth. You ain't got no truth. The only truth is in the word of God. And his truth endureth to all generations. I'm going to tell it on the mountaintop. I'm going to tell it till I can't tell it no more. If I can't say a word, I'm going to wave my hand for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, I'm done, us. And we. No sore throats. We are done. God is good. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Woo. Hallelujah. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Oh, God, oh, God. Yeah, yeah, God. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Sister Jennifer, a couple of things I need from you. Come on up here and bless us with a selection and give us an altar appeal. Amen.